my TARDIS, my glorious new TARDIS.
Lisa Marie Osmond, don't you remember? Wait.
Buttocks! Lisa Marie Osmond?
Yeah, I think I'm...
It's bloody White Guardian, not Boss Frickin' Hog.
You are gullible, so possibility quite high, Master.
Don't get off me! That's not what he meant.
You could shut up, you dirty-minded individual.
No, what would be really funny is, you know how...
Funny ha-ha or funny gay?
Just remember to take a bottle to piss in.
I cursed you, Lewis.
Ooh, did you hear that, boys and girls? That was a bit Count Dracula, that one, wasn't it?
No one ever goes to Utah? What do you mean? It's a mecca of American normalness, right?
Pardon?
And don't even get me started about the TARDIS. I can't. Mum is the word. I can't.
They may be come over there because I bloody well will.
Love makes you do the wacky. Yeah, he was giggling. He stopped now.
That's me.
You're listening to the Happiness Patrol.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Happiness Patrol. This week on the Happiness Patrol, I delight in bringing you something kind of special. It's a bit of a Happiness Patrol confidential, in a way. It's great because we get along so well, and it's so easy for us to talk about, you know, our favorite program, Doctor Who. What's interesting about it is that it's no surprise at all to look down at my recorder and look at the time that we've recorded and see that it's actually gone over 3 hours. What I do is I try to edit this down into a listenable 30 to 45 minute sort of show. It's really interesting, and a lot of things, you know, it's no surprise that a lot of things get dropped from each episode. And the other big thing about the Happiness Patrol that you may already know, we tend to ramble and go off subject quite a bit. So so a lot of things get clipped out and edited out, and this particular episode is a bit of stuff that you haven't heard. You better hang on, actually, because there's all kinds of stuff that you haven't heard that I didn't put in for one reason or another. A, it was too dirty. B, it didn't fit the subject. C, it was too dirty. All of the above. So sit back and relax and enjoy this episode of the Happiness Patrol, Odds and Sods, or a.k.a. Leftovers of the Happiness Patrol.
So my husband was telling me I should just go ahead and lower the tone of this podcast right away.
Uh-oh.
And talk about what happened last night on Twitter with David Tennant, the video game that I was playing up until 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's right. And you know, I saw that. Actually, I went to bed early, but I saw it today, and I was like, going, "What the hey is going on with David Tennant?" And why is Tara so excited about it? Why don't you tell us that story?
Well, I'll try to keep it as brief, and I'll try to keep it as clean as possible.
Oh, hon, I can edit.
Oh, okay. Well, David Tennant is doing a stint on Absolute Radio for the next, 3 days or so?
Oh,
and,
yes, he is.
I was listening to him last night, and they said, well, all of you fans who are out there, why don't you do a shout-out and tell us where you are, and maybe we'll talk to you. And I typed in, well, I'm in New Mexico, do you want to talk to me? And the bloke running the thing immediately started saying, New Mexico? There's somebody on here from New Mexico! New Mexico! And my husband and I just absolutely lost it, and then we got an email saying, we want to have you on the show, hold on, and send us your phone number. So I sent him my phone number, and so I basically sat around for 3 hours, did not get called, but had a lovely time, and watched the webcams, because they had several webcams going from Absolute Radio. And at one point, David Tennant was unpacking this little basket of goodies that somebody had sent him, and there was a bottle of HP sauce. Now, I have a friend, an English friend who's here in the States, who absolutely adores HP sauce and will put it on absolutely everything. And I was thinking very naughty thoughts of what she might put it on.
Uh-oh.
and posted this, and people started wigging out, and the HP sauce disappeared.
Oh, no.
And was replaced by a jar of what I thought was lemon curd. Now, a long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, I lived in a house full of gay men, and they loved to absolutely tease me about my British addiction. That is, I was horribly, horribly smitten by British men. And they made all sorts of horrible, horrible suggestions as to, shall we say, marital age.
Lemon entry, my dear Watson.
Oh,
yes. lemon curd was spoken of with great, great fondness by several of these gentlemen.
Oh, my God. No food products, Tara. No food products.
Well, I'm not naming it by brand because there were brands involved. So anyhow, lemon curd got a wonderful reputation among quite a few of my friends. So, dear David Tennant is sitting there with a jar of lemon curd, and I tweeted, "Oh my God, if that's lemon curd, I'm going to have to go and have another shower." And the Twitter went absolutely berserk. People started tweeting me back saying, oh, my God, you didn't just say that. And so I'm watching on the webcam, and the man who's in charge of the radio broadcast, it's very funny because he suddenly sits bolt upright in his chair and starts laughing and says something across the room to David Tennant, who's in the next recording booth. And I have a wonderful screen cap of David Tennant looking absolutely horrified, grabbing the lemon curd and putting it away.
Oh, Lord.
So it was like, David Tennant, the video game. It was like, I can affect these people in Ocean Away just by using Twitter and making obscene suggestions.
Well, there you go.
And so it
I'd
was
like
lovely.
To point out, yes. I was watching and listening to all this at the same time without
yes.
actually knowing that you were Twittering about lemon curd.
Right.
So I was watching the whole thing, and I was on watching webcam 3 as well. And yes, he did look very, very horrified at the lemon curd and then put it away quite quickly.
Grabbed that can right up and put it away, and I have a little screen cap of him with his eyes bulging out.
So now I have to do it like a Google search of this lemon curd and find out if there's any kind of like, alternative methods.
No, I wouldn't bother. I really wouldn't.
Wouldn't bother.
It leads
Not
you to the dark side.
Oh, okay, and we're trying to keep it happy. Well, that's
funny.
All
right, Gail, I have to ask you this. As a fellow TARDIS owner, has anyone approached you and asked to borrow
yes.
your TARDIS?
Yes.
Every single convention I've been to,
yes.
I've been approached by somebody saying, I'll give you $50 for the key
yes.
and for you to turn the other way.
Oh, I've actually had people offer to how can I put this? Get intimate with me in the TARDIS.
Oh!
I was like,
Leela, you can cover your ears now.
I had a bloke message me once saying, I want to have sex with you in the TARDIS with me dressed as the Doctor. I'm like,
oh, your God.
Get out of my life. Never talk to me, and do not come within 40 miles of me or the TARDIS, because I will kill you on the spot.
Well, thankfully, nobody's propositioned me directly, because usually my husband is standing right there, but I did have some very, very attractive people come up to me in Los Angeles and say, can my girlfriend and I borrow your TARDIS? No! No! What part of no don't...
When I knew this young lady who lived in Sheffield.
There was a young lady from Sheffield.
Sheffield.
Behave yourself, though. And her boyfriend, one of his fantasies was, now you're going to love this, because if this doesn't make you cringe, nothing will. He wanted to do it with his girlfriend in a Dalek, and he'd worked it all out. And here's the fun part. He was going to get his mother to put it together around them. His mother.
What?
Wait a minute.
Back up here just a second. He was going to get his mother to do what around the
to
Dalek?
To assemble the Dalek
around them.
Him and his
girlfriend. Oh, my God.
All I can think is that the woman must have been desperate for grandchildren. That's the only thing that makes any sense.
Believe me, if you... If you'd met the bloke, you'd know that wasn't the case.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, my God.
That's wrong on so many levels, Dale. I can't even diagram that. That's
man,
just,
oh, man. Oh. So thank you for listening to the Happiness Patrol. My name is Lewis. You know, ever since 2005 and the new series of Doctor Who aired, I'm really amazed at every time I see a younger person who is a fan of Doctor Who. It's so nice and so very refreshing to see that. And here on the Happiness Patrol, we're really lucky to have Leela with us. And Leela is a young fan. She started with Eccleston, and she has really devoured as much classic Who as Dale, Tara, and I can actually throw at her. So here's Leela talking about some how she got into Doctor Who.
Question for Leela.
Because
you're you know the newbie to it. You're still fairly new in Doctor Who fandom itself. What drew you to Doctor Who? What made you stop and think, oh my God, that's actually worth watching?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Well, the first episode I actually saw was The Long Game.
Okay.
And it was the first episode I've ever seen. And I was like, okay, this is really weird, but it's kind of cool. I'll come back. Waited a couple weeks, and then I saw The Empty Child. And I loved that episode. And
yeah,
I thought it was just like, it was just an original idea that I'd never really thought about, you know. And, I think it was also just kind of that idea that history could change so easily.
Yeah.
And because I haven't been a big fan of sci-fi for a long time. Doctor Who's really gotten me into the whole sci-fi. But I've always been a big fantasy person. And so fantasy, like Lord of the Rings, Aragorn, Harry Potter, all that kind of stuff. And this was a lot more modern, and it was just kind of like a new concept to me. And I really enjoyed it, so...
Harry Potter's quite similar to Doctor Who, though.
Yeah, it is. And so, okay, so I think anyone who listens to Podshock will know this story already, but it was that whole thing, my friends, I was on a Harry Potter fan site, and I saw an article that said Harry Potter meets Doctor Who. And it was referring to the Doctor or the Harry Potter references in the Shakespeare Code.
Oh yeah,
I was like,
that
is weird. So my friend was a huge Doctor Who fan, and she'd never read a Potter book. So I told her if she read the first Harry Potter book, I'd watch an episode of Doctor Who. So that's how I got into this fandom.
That's cool. I've never read a Harry Potter book in my life.
Here, Dale. Here.
I've seen the films, and they're thoroughly entertaining. Oh, don't be shocked and appalled. You've not met me yet. That's for later. There's plenty of time to be shocked and appalled once you've met me. I've seen the films, and they were relatively amusing. I mean, they were quite funny. Not one of them can act of the main cast, but there you go. Did I say that out loud? Bad Dale. Naughty Dale. Yeah, they're thoroughly entertaining, and they've sold billions. But there's a British comedian called Harry Hill, and on his first ever TV show, he has a primetime ITV show called TV Burp, which is, you know, it's recapping the silliest bits of telly for the week, and puts his own rather surreal view on things. And he says, so, Harry Potter, very successful. So, man in stripy scarf goes around... with magic on his side, magic and tricks and all the rest of it, fighting monsters. Where have I heard this concept before? At which point Doctor Who walks straight through the door, and you think, somebody else has got it. So yeah, it's all very much of a muchness. The whole sci-fi fantasy genre. It's there's no new ideas at all, really. If you think about it, it's all recycled from other stuff.
Yeah, and I mean, I just love that I've gotten into it, and actually next semester I'm taking a science fiction class for one of my elective credits,
Uh-oh.
Which I'm completely excited about.
You've got a team on your side then. You have an extra advantage.
Science fiction class.
I'm such a nerd, and I love it. So, we'll see how that turns out.
God's name, do you manage to have a science fiction class? I wish I'd had one of those at school. I'd have got A+ in every damn thing.
You see, Dale, this is America. And in America, you can have things in college like sci-fi classes.
Here we go. There's that damn tiny violin again. Somebody step on it. Gonna have to feed it to my frogs.
Well, considering that was like the one class I got to choose for my own enjoyment, I'm going to enjoy every minute of that class.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Sounds great, a sci-fi class.
Maybe you can come and be a guest instructor, Dale.
What do you expect me to do, land the TARDIS in the bloody class?
Do it!
I'll tell you what, Dale, if you get as far as Utah, I will personally lug my TARDIS all the way up to Utah for you.
There you go.
And then you can step out of the TARDIS and give the class, and then I'll take the TARDIS away.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
No one ever comes here.
No one ever goes to Utah? What do you mean? It's a mecca of American normalness, right?
Hell no. How can you bar this thing from normal?
I like you, Leela. I really like you.
I told you.
Have you seen the scene in Castrovalva where he's in the Master's web?
Yes.
That is a good one.
And there's something distinctly teenage going on.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Stacey. Yeah, he's caught in the Master's web, and he seems to be quite excited by the fact he's caught in the Master's web. And it was transmitted on British television.
Oh, Lordy.
Poor Matthew Waterhouse. What's he getting a boner in the Master's web?
All kinds of fun with the internet here. It comes on, it goes off, it slows down to nothing, it bogs, it assigns everybody the same IP address. So if the man next door is downloading huge amounts of porn, it won't allow me to so much as Skype. It makes me crazy.
What was that? Okay. So anyway,
can we try that bit again?
Hey everybody, and on this week's edition of the Happiness Patrol.
Try again, Uncle Lou. Do you know what the first thing my robotics teacher ever taught me? Always put the arrow A towards the front on a robot's brain. You didn't do that this morning, did you, Lou?
No, I did not.
He's off to fiddle with his tube.
Fiddle.
Go on, get on with it.
I'm getting on with it.
Who is it?
Ken has just sent me a picture of Tony Lee wearing my scarf, or the scarf I knitted him.
Uh-huh.
And oh my God, what all is this man wearing? He looks like he's fallen into a...
Oh my gosh, I just pulled it up.
You saw it? Oh,
yes.
Uh-oh. I need to find it.
It's on Facebook, gentlemen. Oh my God. What else is he wearing other than my scarf? He looks like he's wearing a second doctor wig, the scarf, and then
it's
a
Dr.
fifth
Coke.
Doctor jacket. That's just insane. Absolutely insane.
Ken Deep's photo.
But then again, he stole Ian's jacket at Hurricane Who and was running around in that for a while. He looked fabulous
funny.
In that.
That's very funny. You know, he looks like, you know, with his evil mirror Spock beard. He looks like a stranger amalgamation of doctors.
That's very, really, very really wrong on so many levels.
That's a rough one right there. So anything for attention. That boy's an attention hog, it seems like.
Oh, yes, he is. Oh, my God.
All
You know, we've got a new segment here on the Happiness Patrol, and it's called our Pick of the Week. Dale, Leela, Tara, and I will get together, and we will actually suggest a new or classic episode that we think is really worthy of your viewing for one reason or another. And so we try to suggest something that maybe you haven't seen. So and between the four of us, we've seen a lot. And we actually put out a call for our listeners to email us and suggest their own pick of the week. And we've got our very first one from Michelle. She emailed us with her pick of the week.
Hi, this is Michelle E., and since they asked for it, I'm going to give you my pick of the week. And it is The Mind Robber, which is a Patrick Troughton second Doctor serial with Jamie McCrimmon and Zoe Harriet as the companions. And the story is a evil funhouse story. And when I say evil funhouse, I'm using air quotes. So just imagine I'm making finger quotes when I say evil funhouse, because it helps, I think. And the evil funhouse is a trope that sci-fi shows and near sci-fi shows eventually fall into. After a certain amount of time, you will get a story like this. And you'd think that they'd have gotten it out of their system for Doctor Who with Celestial Toymaker, but apparently not. And that's okay, because I think that The Mind Robber is a much better example of the evil funhouse episode, and it's completely charming, and it stands on itself as something that's worth watching. For those of you who find this sort of information important, this is the story where Zophers puts on that sparkly cat suit everybody likes so much, but that's not why I'm particularly fond of this episode. It starts off where the TARDIS is being buried in hot lava, and the fluid links blow, because fluid links blow. They're that sort of faulty technology, kind of like the holodeck on the Star Trek, where it's like, why do you include this technology on your ships when it always malfunctions and breaks to horrible consequences? So the fluid links blow, and they end up in this land of mythological and fictional people and places and things, and then they have to deal with all these fictional people and creatures and figure out what's going on. And the primary thing that put this particular serial at a special place in my heart was this really funny moments during the filming of The Mind Robber. Fraser Hines got sick. I think he had the mumps, I don't know. And he couldn't film. But instead of pushing the filming of all of Jamie's bits until later, because Jamie has quite a lot to do in this particular serial, they hired a different actor to play Jamie for a short amount of time. And this actor doesn't really look or sound anything like Fraser Hines. But they explained it this way. Jamie is alone in this forest, and he turns into... Something happens, and he turns into this two-dimensional statue of Jamie, obviously. And the Doctor finds the statue, and he gets upset, and he starts to yell at the sky, because he's pretty sure that somebody's controlling all these situations they're finding themselves in. And when he turns back to Jamie, Jamie's face is blank. The face is gone, and there's a board with a couple of different sets of eyes and a couple of different noses and a couple of different mouths, and the Doctor has to choose from these different sets of facial features and put Jamie's face back together. And of course he gets it wrong, and that's where they substitute the other actor. And then they find Zoe, and it happens again, and so Zoe and the Doctor reassemble Jamie's face, and they get it right this time, and that's when Fraser Hines rejoins the cast. The first time it happens, the Doctor is assembling Jamie's face alone. he's very upset, and Patrick Troughton was excellent at fretting. So he's very tense, and he's fretting, and he's like, oh, he doesn't know what to do, and he picks a pair of eyes, and then just completely out of the blue, all of the tension and the stress just completely drops away, and he goes, oh, there's his nose. And it's said in such a, like, affectionate and cheerful sort of way. There's his nose. I'd know it anywhere. Yes, that's his nose. And he puts the nose on. And then he goes back to being all tense and concerned and worried. And then, of course, he gets it wrong. And then the second time, Zoe's like, oh, that's what happened. You got his face wrong. He's like, I was rushed. And so they start to argue over which facial features to use because they're worried that they're going to get it wrong again and they don't know what the consequences of that are going to be. And so, once again, you know, he tries to pick the eyes and Zoe's shaking her head and there's a little bit of contention between the two of them. And then just out of the blue, there's his nose and he picks the nose and there's no disagreement over the nose at all. He grabs the nose, he says, there's his nose, and he puts it on, and he taps it in place. And I don't know why, but that just floored me. I hadn't laughed that hard since Underwater Menace. So, yeah. So the Mind Robber, it's a lot like Patrick Troughton himself. It's utterly charming and absolutely hilarious. So I hope you enjoy it, because that's my pick of the week. If you have Netflix, it's available for the instant queue, and it's on DVD, so enjoy.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Michelle, for suggesting The Mind Robber with Patrick Troughton. What a great episode. In fact, that was my very first Patrick Troughton episode that I saw. And boy, I'm stuck on Patrick Troughton now. I love some the Second Doctor and Jamie and Zoe. Oh, Zoe, but don't get me started. Anyway, like I said before, if you've got a favorite episode that you'd like to suggest as a pick of the week here on the Happiness Patrol, email us at the Happiness Patrol. Our email address is the.happiness.patrol@gmail.com. So send us in. We'd love to hear from you. And thanks again, Michelle.
It's you and me, Tara. Do you think one day, once this terrible war is over, we'll ever get back to Berlin?
maybe someday, Dale. Oh, Dale, do you think?
What are we going to do?
About Zygons, dear. You have to be careful now.
Dale's very scared of Zygons. What was the other? You said there was a couple that you were scared of, and one was Zygons.
Yeah,
what's the other one?
Yeah, but I didn't tell you what the other one is, and it can remember you that way for another day.
Oh, God. Okay, we'll wait. I'm sure, like, we'll just happen upon it in our conversation, and then, like, you know, Dale will go crazy.
Shudder.
So, Leela, do you have any spooky monsters that you're scared of other than, like, 40-year-old Doctor Who men?
True story. The principal of my high school called my mother because she was afraid I was going to run away with a 40-year-old Brit.
Oh,
kid you not.
Wow. There you go. You know, from the new series, the spookiest thing that I've seen was probably the little kids in the mask.
The empty child.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
That was
the 456? Wait a minute, that's Torchwood.
Oh. That's torture.
See, the
456
were not frightening.
Yeah, they weren't
scary
to me either.
It was a skinned chicken on the head of a dog's body vomiting everywhere.
Yeah.
Nice.
A friend of mine on Facebook actually saw Jesus at a liquor store the other day simply because there's a little theme park here in Orlando called the Holy Land Experience.
Oh, I've seen that on Religious.
Yes.
Yes.
So basically, they've got a couple of actors that play Jesus. And this was one of the guys who plays Jesus on his day off. And he was in the ABC liquor store getting a bottle of something. And my friend posted it on Facebook. That was quite...
Jesus is buying booze.
That was quite funny.
It's gonna be a wild weekend.
He's getting ready for the holidays. You think you wouldn't have to buy it?
They've got the Holy Land Experience.
Yeah. If you ever come, we'll go.
They send you off to fight in mock crusades.
I wish.
They ought to.
At which point you'll run into Julian Glover and William Hartnell.
It's pretty Squaresville, I'm sure. But yeah.
All you need to see of it is on the documentary Religious. That's all you need to see of it.
I want to go there. I want to go there and cause absolute mayhem.
Oh yeah, you can if you want.
You know the street preachers.
Creationist museum. If you're going to do that, go to Kentucky to the Creationist Museum, where you can ride a dinosaur. Yay!
In a Creationist Museum?
Yes.
Fantastic idea.
They have a dinosaur with a little saddle, so you can sit on him and have your picture.
Lovely. Yeah, actually, you know the preachers who stand on street corners and things? Yeah, all the yes. all the street nutters. Oh, sorry, street preachers. It's brilliant. If you want to really, really, really screw up their day, you have to do it quite... You dress vaguely doctorish, vaguely, and go up to them and look around in a very conspiratorial way and then whisper to them, Jesus was disproved in the 42nd century, and walk off. And they'll be right in the middle of spouting something, and they'll just go, what? And they'll look at you, and it'll completely lose their train of thought. It's fantastic. I did that in a Tom Baker costume and caused absolute havoc in Lincoln.
Well, you have to be careful doing that here in the States, Dale, because they'll take a gun out and shoot you.
Yeah, that's the trouble.
Well, good, I could do with the regeneration.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on this issue of the Happiness Patrol. I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, it's some stuff that we had recorded, but we never released. But now that it's out there, hey. So extra special thanks to Michelle for sending in her pick of the week. And remember, if you have a pick of the week and you want to send it in, you can just email us at the.happiness.patrol@gmail.com. And, you know, you can also follow us on Twitter, because we are on Twitter. That's twitter.com/TheHPatrol. Apparently the Happiness Patrol is already taken. And remember, if you liked what you heard, make sure you visit us on our blogspot. That's thehappinesspatrol.blogspot.com. So once again, on behalf of Dale, Leela, and Tara, thanks so much for joining us. My name is Lewis B. We'll see you next time on the Happiness Patrol. Bye!
This is Leela S., and you've been listening to the Happiness Patrol.